You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Members of the Syracuse Police Department responded to a different kind of call over the past 2 months. WAER's Scott Willis reports they were up to the challenge in exchange for wearing pink badges, growing beards, and painting their fingernails.
Sergeant Colin Hillman says there was a certain feeling of freedom when male officers didn't have to shave and female officers could paint their nails blue. Normally, both are prohibited.
Telling the patrol cops they get to grow a beard for a month, it was great. As far as bolstering morale, it was very popular in patrol.
It was a worthy cause that we wanted to take up, and in addition to it, it was fun. It was fun to have something that we could all get behind here in the department. It was fun to do something a little bit different, and it's also fun to help people. It's something we do every day.
That's Sergeant James Molana, who, with Sergeant Hillman, spearheaded a unique fundraising effort.
We raised $10,800 to go to local charities. That money was raised from officers donating a minimum of $40 of their own money towards the cause. In addition to that, the Syracuse Fire Department Credit Union made a donation as well to help bring that number up.
The money was split evenly between cancer care for men and women. $5,400 went to the Upstate Foundation, which Director of Relations Terry Schenfeld says supports testicular, colorectal, prostate, and other cancer patients.
This money will go such a long way in supporting research that's taking place right here in our community at Upstate on prostate cancer, and also education for patients and also patient care.
$2,700 was donated to Shades of Inspiration, a women's cancer support group run by Katrina Dealey Jones.
You might go to doctor's appointments, come clean your house, fix your meal, or buy you a meal, or just being at the doctor's office, being that support, because coming to the doctors and hearing that C word is very scary.
And another $2,700 will go to the Carol Baldwin Foundation for breast cancer research. Jean St. Clair says she had already created a campaign called Turn It Pink.
My mom sent me the article about the police officers, and I was like, why didn't I think of that? That is so cool, because it goes along the lines of what the Turn It Pink campaign is about, and they just look so cool in the pink badges.
Police Chief Frank Fowler is proud of his department.
One of the things that all law enforcement officers have in common is that whenever we're presented with a situation or we're called into a situation, our goal is to make it better. And these gentlemen saw a cause, saw a worthy cause, decided to do something about it, stepped into it, and I'd like to think today that we've made the situation just a little bit better for someone out there.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news, go to WAER.org.